All right, so I'm gonna ask you to take a deep breath and then shut your eyes and simply listen to my voice and physically relax. Become aware of what you're sitting on. You're aware of your surroundings. You're very, very safe. There's nowhere to go, nothing to do for just a few moments, but listen to my voice and physically relax. And taking another breath, just pretend you're breathing out all wrong thinking. Not just for you, but through you and by you, just breathing out all wrong thinking and breathing in the energy of total love. And just using your imagination now, if you really were tapping out and breathing out wrong thinking of any kind, known or unknown, conscious or unconscious, and in its place you were breathing in the energy of total love. Imagine what that might feel like. Would all your cells be like champagne bubbles? Would it be the way you feel when you laugh or when something is beautiful and has you in awe? Could you picture your body being filled with a beautiful, comforting, delicious light? Can you go a little bit deeper in your imagination and imagine light filling your skeletal system, your muscular system, all your organs, all your glands, your circulatory system, your digestive system, your lymphatic system, even every layer of your epidermis? Imagine that we're just playing a game here in this room, having tapped to align to a new transformation, a new experience of ourselves. Just playfully imagine that you could feel beautiful, higher vibrational energy filling your entire body. What might that feel like? Would it feel like the warm sunshine on a perfect day? Would it feel like a beautiful breeze? Would it feel like delight when you get a surprise or a gift or a bonus? And reach into your memory for a child memory when you felt really carefree. And this is a new exercise because you're very familiar with memories that feel bad. But this is only aligning to a memory where you felt really delighted to be in a human body. To run or climb, to laugh. Anything that comes to your mind is exactly right. And how do you imagine that younger version of your physical body felt? The exhilaration, the excitement, the freedom, the presence of enjoying being in human form. Could you flood your body with that memory? It's there somewhere in cellular memory, in muscular memory. And now just for a moment, playfully imagine what tomorrow would be like for you. If you felt like an honored guest, a privileged guest of this planet. If you got to observe what it's like to be in human form, driving a car, working, interacting with others, hearing other people's stories, witnessing protocols and procedures and rules and regulations, and really seeing the magic of what this is on this planet, to be evolving through physical form. What if you could really see clearly that it's an honor and a privilege to be here and be alive? that even though we don't struggle for survival the way our ancestors did, we could still feel that urge to live. We could embrace life without the fear and the drama. Without a near-death experience, we could decide that for the rest of our earthly years, we could feel that it was a gift to be a guest here. And all we would notice is our preferences, with no big attachment, no big drama, no big suffering. We'd just see, oh, I like this, I don't really care for that. Knowing that it all flows, it all changes, there's nothing that stays exactly the same. All these events just unfold between your birth and your death. What if you could see with great delight? What if you could see a bigger perspective? What if you could feel that your lifetime is really very, very short? And that you're a guest here? What if you could choose unconditional happiness? Try it on for size tomorrow. Noticing what you prefer with no big attachment. What would it be like if you were truly, sincerely filled with light? Can you imagine giving back to the planet, to humanity, just through your frequency and your resonance and your open heart? No work, no big intention, no big drama. Just your love of life would be the gift. Just your embracing, thriving at this new level would be the greatest gift you could pay forward. What if that is your soul calling at this time on earth? Can you imagine how your body would feel as you evolve into this calling? Can you imagine how other people would feel near you, even as you just listened and observed the drama and chaos, and yet never engaged? What if you were the eye in the middle of the storm? What if you were the peace and the serenity? What if you were the light we've all been seeking? And now taking a really big breath. And as you exhale, just relax your body into this possibility. And I'm suggesting to you that you will play with this in your imagination. And you will find great delight and ease in imagining that you could just relax here on earth. That it's a very unusual lifetime where you don't have to struggle anymore. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to be afraid. For the first time in human form, you're here to evolve into thriving. You don't have to understand why you and not someone else. You don't have to understand evolution or source or God or creation. You simply have to show up in a wonderful experience of you. And one more big breath. Feeling this energy in your body, this possibility, this potential. And then gently coming back into your body, coming back into consciousness, coming all the way back into the room, wiggling your fingers and your toes, stretching your body. All the way back. How was that?